This week is a very special week. For one, we take just a minute to welcome in the first SEC home opener of 2014. You get a chance to find out if you're really a contender or a pretender in 2014. But it's also a very special week as we take just a minute to recognize the 50th anniversary of the 1964 National Championship team. The offensive coordinator was a guy that went on to have a legendary career, not only in the college game, but also in the pro game as well. He won a national title, won a Super Bowl championship. Coach Howard Snellenberger, welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Well, I'm doing very well. Everything is going really well in the Snellenberger family, and we look forward to coming back to Tuscaloosa after 50 years of vacancy. We haven't been back since we left in the end of that 65 year.
Coach, and before we get a little bit deeper into that, I'd like to go back this weekend. You had a very special honor this weekend in Florida Atlantic there, and something that I know you take a lot of pride in.
Well, the university used the home opening game against Tulsa to dedicate the stadium field here at Boca, Florida Atlantic University, in the name of Howard Snellenberger. And I've been here for longer than any other place that I've coached. I've been here 14 years. And it was quite a thrill for Beverly and I and my family and all the players that came here when we didn't have a stadium on campus. I promised them that they would play in the stadium someday, and then I couldn't make it. They had to come back and watch the game from the seats. And so it was a big, big affair, and it was very surreal for I and my family.
No doubt about it, and certainly I wanted to take just a minute to recognize that unique accomplishment and certainly building the program, Florida Atlantic. We had a chance to see him a couple of weeks ago, and you don't expect Florida Atlantic to be able to compete with Alabama, and I know that was not the case, but nonetheless, you wanted to go back and recognize that. You're also going to be here.
Did you see what my team did?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did, Coach.
Went out there and wore out Tulsa, and scored 50 points and had more people in the stands than we have had since we built the stadium 3 years ago, and had the second largest crowd and scored the most points ever in that stadium.
Absolutely, and maybe it was a pregame pep talk. Did you give him a little bit of a pep talk, Coach?
No, but the fans and the students, the student section was full for the second time in our existence. Our coach Charlie Partridge had vowed if they filled the stadium up that he would come out at the halftime in red pants, and they were there, and he put his pants on.
Coach Howard Snellenberger, right now, as we go back, and I do want to take just a minute to recognize that 1964 National Championship team. You won one here in 1961. 64 is certainly a special year. Coach, what stands out to you about that 1964 National Championship team?
Well, that goes a long way back, so I only remember really the high points. And, of course, Joe Namath was a high point in that season because of he was our quarterback, and it took him being at his best for us to pull out of that championship. And Brian was at the height while I was there. I was there 61 through 65. He had three national championships in that period of time. We only lost four games in the 4 years, played in five bowl games, and he won all of them except the one against Texas, and lo and behold, when you know that would come down to Joe Namath calling the quarterback sneak on the fourth down at the foot yard line with seconds left on the clock, and he took the snap like he always does when he calls on a quarterback sneak, takes a step back to allow the offensive line to fire out and knock him back. The two backs are cheating up and drive into the line to make sure the linebackers don't vault over the top. And the linemen are down with their noses in the ground, their ass up in the air, trying to dig out the defense. And he vaults, takes a step back, vaults up, and lo and behold, who does he meet right on top of the line? But down, two outside wing guys come running in to see if they can tell whether it's in or out. They couldn't, so they stood there and looked at each other. And the referee walks up to the line and points towards the Texas goal line, first down, Texas. But that was a height. He went on to, after a little lull after the 65 season, then to win, what, three more championships after that.
Coach, did you look at those championships that you won here in Tuscaloosa? And we want to get to the book because we're sort of establishing your early part of your career and where you were able to accomplish there at Florida Atlantic. We're going to tie in the loose ends here as we talk about the book. But did you feel like that was a launching pad for you?
Well, it was. I had been with George Allen. I mean, I had been with the University of Kentucky for only 2 years as a freshman coach, you know, a young coach. And we were doing okay. We had a winning football season, 6-5. But Coach Bryan asked me to come down there in 61. And, of course, he had 3 years before that to take Alabama out of obscurity, out of degradation where they were before he got there, and build us steadily to a championship team in 61. And paradise for a young coach in 5 years have that kind of a record. I said, Christ, this coaching is pretty easy. We've done everything here in 5 years. So that when I went off from there up to the pros with George Allen, I was riding high. And then I got with George Allen, and he turned that Rams team around from nothing to two champions in 5 years. And from there, I go down to the Miami Dolphins. And lo and behold, Don Shula, in his first year, takes that expansion team to playoff material. And we got beat by Oakland Raiders in the first game. But next year, we come back and win them all and get into the Super Bowl and get beat by Dallas in the Super Bowl. Come back the next year and win all the league games, win all the playoff games, win the Super Bowl, and go 17-0 and be the only team in America to ever do that. 100 years have gone by. 50 years before Don won the world championship, and 42 years now after he's won it. So all of that is what got me ready to go be the head coach at Miami.
Right now, we're talking with Howard Snellenberger. Coach Howard Snellenberger has published a book. It's a tell-all book. It's got a lot of information. It's called Passing the Torch, and it's going to be available in Tuscaloosa. It is right now, but you've got a very special chance to touch history and to be able to talk with and get an autograph from a guy that connects us with over 50 years of coaching experience, connects us with an era of Alabama football that we're not normally accustomed to hearing about from coaches that coach with Coach Bryant. It's a book and it's an opportunity. You're going to have several throughout the weekend. Friday, it'll get started off at the Bryant Museum. That's one of our sponsors, our tie-ins here on the game and throughout Tide 99.1. 10 o'clock on Friday morning, 2 o'clock that afternoon at Barnes & Noble. And then also on Saturday morning here in Tuscaloosa on the quad. And then the big signing that one of our big sponsors, Bama Stuff, from 12 noon until 1 p.m. right there, Bama Stuff. It is located on University Boulevard, very convenient to the stadium, only just a few feet away from the front door. So 12 noon until 1 o'clock, and then you've also got a signing at Academy Sports here in Tuscaloosa on Sunday afternoon from 1 until 2:30. The book is called Passing the Torch. And Coach, I want to go back a little bit away from Alabama. This is the 50th anniversary. I'll try to touch on that as we finish up our conversation. But there's a little plug here. Because we are playing Florida, I'd like to get you to elaborate on, because one of the little nuggets here, and I haven't read the book, and I do appreciate you sending it to me, and I promise I'm going to read it and be able to ask more informed questions. But it says, about Florida State coach Bobby Bowden as an honorable ally against the University of Florida program, intent on fielding the best team money can buy. Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Well, let's go back and look what caused that. The University of Florida is the oldest team in Division I football and the oldest university in the state of Florida. University of Florida State University was a girls' school until after the war, and the University of Miami was a private school down in the little town of Coral Gables. And both of them were struggling to make enough money to keep their programs going. And Charlie came in, as you remember, the same year I came in 1979, and he lost every game he played in the first year we played, and we beat him, of course. But it became evident that if Florida State and Miami was going to catch them, we had to do like we did in the World War II when England and the United States hitched up and went against Germany. And it was the same kind of thing, allies in that respect. And I said, to try to overcome a program that had been developed with the best team, into the best team it could be with that money could buy. And I'm not telling anybody anything new. Everybody knows that during that period of time, Charlie was let go because of NCAA violations, and it was going on before that. So it was major. I'm not squealing on anybody. That's the way it is.
Coach Howard Snellenberger, right now inside the game. I also want to go back because we celebrated Coach Bryant's birthday last Thursday. It would have been the 101st birthday of Coach Bryant, and we had a lot of former players on that helped us share stories about Coach Bryant. He recruited you to the University of Kentucky. We don't have a chance to talk about that very often. Can you talk about that experience to be recruited by Coach Bryant to Kentucky and then later to be recruited by Coach Bryant to come and coach at Alabama?
And then for me to go up to Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania and, and ferret out Joe Namath to get him to Alabama. Well, there's three chapters in my book that talk about Bryant in three different lights. His time at Kentucky, his time at Alabama, his time recruiting me, and to the time Joe Namath is a whole chapter in his own. Now, it's not a long chapter, but it's titled a chapter. But this book, I think, will be the most interesting book that people can read because it covers such a lengthy period of time. It starts in 1948 when I was a freshman in high school, and starts there because that's when all the war was over. The greatest generation of our nation, as Bocall has said, was coming out of the war, going back to college to play, going back to college to coach, going into the NFL to play. They didn't have the opportunity before they went. And these guys were full of pep, Vic, Biss and Zinniger, and they were. Yeah, they had a major impact. And I was caught up with that with my high school coach, who was a Hall of Famer. I was caught up with that with Paul Bryant, and serviceman, Don Shula, serviceman, George Alvin, serviceman, and Brian Collier, serviceman, and all five of them Hall of Famers. And that's where I got my knowledge of the game of football. I learned it through a process called osmosis, area of high concentration into an area of low concentration. And I mean by that, I just learned it on the day that Daddy Burt workshop, being a apprentice to these guys and following in their each step and sucking out every bit of information I could. And that prepared me to get ready to my kind of the University of Miami. And without all that winning that we had with those five guys, I would have never said the University of Miami will win the national championship in 5 years. I wouldn't have had the courage. I wouldn't have had I wouldn't have had the character to think that I could do that. And so lo and behold, it happened. And that's what inspired me to try to do it again at Louisville. That's what inspired me to make a terrible mistake and go to Oklahoma. And then finally to come back here to FAU and create a team when there was no team.
Coach, that's an amazing story. I know the book dives into a lot more details. There's no way that we can cover this in a 15-minute interview. That's why folks need to go out. Passing the Torch is available. You can buy it right now online, but you can also connect with Coach Howard Snellenberger on his website, howardsnellenberger.com. But he's going to be coming to Tuscaloosa, and we've got several opportunities to go out and talk to Coach and to be able to get him to autograph the edition, Passing the Torch, who's got the Bryant stories, the Namath stories, the 64 national championship team, the 50th anniversary. As he mentioned, he won three championships here, but it's the 50th anniversary of the 1964 team that we will honor coming up in the Florida game. But Friday morning, 10 o'clock, Bryant Museum. Also, that afternoon, 2 o'clock, Barnes & Noble. And also throughout the weekend, you've got early morning, 9 o'clock until 11 o'clock on the University of Quad, but also 12 noon to 1 o'clock right there. Bama stuff, Mr. David Jones, alumni owned on University Boulevard, 12 noon until 1 o'clock. And then also on Sunday afternoon at Academy Sports. Coach, thank you so much for always
helping. Well, let me make sure you tell your fans about Thursday night when we come down to Baumhauer. He's opened his doors to us to have a signing there somewhere between 6 and 8 o'clock. And I was down at his place when I was down there before. And when he asked me, he told me we could do that, I was, well, that might be the best of all of them.
Well, and Coach Saban will be there as well. So that's going to be huge on Thursday night. So, Coach, I know that there's going to be a big crowd to go out and to talk with you. I hope that you and
I... Did you know that Bobby Bowden is coming down there?
He is. He is. And you just revealed a secret.
We're going to be in the same room at different times.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's going to be awesome. What's Coach Bowden coming to Tuscaloosa for? He's
got a new book out.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe I need to call him and try to get him on the show as well.
he's still going strong at his age.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I hope that I can connect with you. I'd love to buy you a big old slab of Dreamland ribs and let me pick your brain a little bit about talking college football. And
they don't serve the thing they serve them when I was down there, the Snellenberger.
They don't do what now, Coach?
Well, when I was down there, they had a sandwich called the Snellenberger.
At Dreamland?
Well, no, I don't know if it was jammed, but somewhere down there.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's 50 years ago, my man.